That's Jimmy Allen. The song is Best Shot on the Early Bird Show, 105.5 and 105.9. The Hawk, All-American, 8 o'clock hour. Is that Jimmy on the line right now?
Hello.
Hey! What a CMT's 18 for 2018. Rolling Stones, 10 new country artists you need to know. Let's welcome him to the Early Bird Show. The trick shot, the crack shot, giving you his best shot. Jimmy with an I-E, Allen!
Dude, that was the best introduction. I'm like blushing right now. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Can you record that and send that over to me, please?
You got it, my friend.
Shot, the quack shot always gives me his best shot. Jimmy with an IE.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing. We always like to have a proper introduction for our Hawk stars, all right?
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Well, welcome, Jimmy Allen. Man, what a ride you are on right now. I hope you got your seatbelt buckled. How you feeling, man?
Man, I feel great.
Yeah.
You know, to work so hard for something and to finally start to see it happening, it's a great feeling.
You know, I get that a lot. You know, I talked to, like, Russell Dickerson before he had his first number one song, and he felt the same way, man. He's just like, it feels so good.
Yeah, I'm a Russell fan. He's a super nice guy.
It hasn't been an easy ride for you, my friend. I mean, you've got a story. You got a powerful story of tenacity and not giving up, and that's kind of the theme in Nashville. When you hit that, when you hit Music City, man, you gotta have the fortitude, man.
I mean, you definitely do, man. You gotta be able to believe in yourself and see everything you want to accomplish before you do it. Because there's always doubt that creeps in each day that goes by that you're not living your dream. Every no that gets thrown at you can crush your dream, you know.
Yeah.
But for me, yeah, I've told myself ever since I was younger that this is what I was going to do. And for me, every no I heard was just like, okay, well, you're not the right person. Then you keep going until you find the right one. And that's kind of how I looked at a no. Not a no as in I'm not talented and don't have anything worth hearing. It was that they're just not part of my story, and that's all right.
We have that in common because in this side of things, on this side of the business in radio, it's the same way. And I think it's kind of lost on a generation where they feel that the first time they get rejected, that's it. You know, the dream is over. They're crushed and they're brokenhearted. And just like you, you know, for me, when I was told you'll never have a career in radio, I said I might not have a career with you, but I'm going to have a career in radio. And 30 years later, I get to look back and go, well, I told you so. It motivated me to work harder to get what I wanted when people said that I wasn't good enough for whatever it was I was trying to do. So, man, I applaud you for that. That is fantastic. We need more of that, for sure.
I think it's amazing, man. And for me, I think sometimes having a chip on your shoulder is good. It keeps you focused. It keeps you motivated. You know, and sometimes having people to prove wrong is good. You know, it keeps fueling that fire. And sometimes you need that fire to go through those days where you hear no so many times and you're like, you really start to second guess not only your talent, but your self-worth. Like, if you're good enough, like, you know, like, and you got to stay focused and you got to keep trucking along.
Yeah, well, you are trucking along, my friend. And, you know, when I first heard your story, it reminded me of, you know, some other country stars when they first came to town. You know, Tracy Lawrence, when he rolled in his Corolla, 3 cylinders out of 4 going, you know. And, he ended up, you know, fighting for a girl's honor, getting shot in the leg. I mean, these are stories of legend. And when I heard the story about you with the McDonald's chicken sandwich, I was like, if this kid has this story, he's going to be a star.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
Is that true with the chicken sandwich? Half of it one day, half the next?
Oh, yeah, man. It was, man, at that time, things was rough, man. That's when I was living my day in my car, and a guy gave me $1. And that dollar changed my life. And that's why now I do a thing where I always keep $1 in my pocket. Because I feel like $1, you know, might be something we look at significant, but $1 can really change somebody's life.
Absolutely, man. And so you were, you know, I've been to Music City many times, so you were right there on Broadway playing your stuff and hoping somebody's going to throw some change, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I played Broadway a few times, and I played down there maybe a total about 6 months out of the time I was there. You know, I learned a lot. I feel like I became a better musician, better entertainer.
Well, look at you now, man.
In the world, right on Broadway, playing cover songs every night.
Wow. Well, talk about giving it your best shot. The song, the single, Best Shot, rising on the country charts. I have a feeling, I have no doubt it's going to be your first number one song as well. And talk about the new album. It's out today.
Yes, my new album, Mercury Lane. My debut album is out right now. Man, there's so many songs on there that I love, and I'm just so, you know, connected with personally. And I feel like this album kind of lets people in a little bit personally and find out things about me that they might not know. So for every song that's written or every song that someone else wrote that I sung is tied in directly to some part of who I am.
Well, thank you for letting us learn more about you and to get to know you a little bit more this morning, Jimmy. It's been an absolute pleasure, my friend. We're going to watch you become a huge star, and I wish you all the best and all the blessings in your life and in your career. And if you ever make it out here through East Idaho, please be sure to stop by and say hi to the Hawk Flock. And we're going to be watching you, Jimmy, and the new album, Mercury Lane. We can't wait to hear it.
Oh, man, I will do. I appreciate you. I appreciate you playing this song, and thank y'all so much.
God bless you, brother. Have a good one, okay?
God bless you, man. Be safe.
It's the final weekend for the annual Hibernation Hoedown and Fall Forage Hunt at Yellowstone Bear World this Saturday and Sunday to celebrate 20.